Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello. From CNN, I'm Joe Beck, with the 5 things you need to know for Friday, November 3rd. Israel's military says it's now surrounding Gaza City, but the US has a warning about its strikes on the Strip. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel today, and he's meeting with the country's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. Blinken's visit will be something of a balancing act, as he tries to reiterate support for Israel in the wake of Hamas's horrific terror attack, while also addressing the widespread outrage the country is facing for bombing civilians in Gaza.
When I see a Palestinian child, a boy, a girl, pulled from the rubble of a collapsed building, that hits me in the gut as much as seeing a child in Israel or anywhere else.
This week, Israeli forces have been criticized and warned about war crimes after they bombed a densely populated refugee camp twice in 2 days, leaving behind a scene of death and destruction. The military says it was targeting Hamas and killed someone involved in the October 7th attack, but the terror group says that's not true. Now Blinken, along with President Joe Biden, is warning Israel that it will lose people's support if it continues to add to the dire humanitarian situation in Gaza, where many people still don't have access to food, water, power, or medical supplies. Back in the US, the House passed a $14.3 billion emergency aid package for Israel last night, setting up a clash with the Democrat-led Senate. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says it's a, quote, deeply flawed proposal that the upper chamber won't take up. CNN's Melanie Zanona has more on the House vote.
They passed it mostly along party lines. The final vote tally was 12 Democrats voted in support of the bill and 2 Republicans voted against it. So really an example here of how partisan, even a nonpartisan issue has become here in Washington. And the reason why Democrats were against this bill is because of the new Speaker Mike Johnson and the way he decided to put this bill together. First of all, he decided to exclude Ukraine money. And second of all, Johnson decided to include partisan cuts to the IRS as part of this package.
Eric Trump is expected to be back on the stand in New York today. He'll continue testifying in the state civil fraud case against him, his family, and their business, after his brother, Donald Trump Jr., wrapped up his testimony yesterday. The Attorney General's office is pressing both men on what they knew about the Trump Organization's financial statements while they ran the company during their father's presidency. CNN's Bryn Gingras has more.
This whole case rests on those financial statements and what the brothers, their father, Trump Org, knew about the preparation of those valuations of properties in order to get better business loans and tax credits and what they knew about it.
Former President Donald Trump is expected to take the stand himself on Monday. Former crypto billionaire Sam Bankman-Fried has been found guilty of 7 counts of fraud and conspiracy. The verdict came after 15 days of testimony about his role in the collapse of his cryptocurrency trading company, FTX. Bankman-Fried was found to have stolen billions of dollars from accounts belonging to customers, as well as defrauding lenders to FTX's sister company. He'll be sentenced in March, and if he gets the maximum punishment, he could spend the rest of his life in prison. Take a listen to U.S. Attorney Damian Williams speaking outside the courthouse.
This kind of fraud, this kind of corruption is as old as time. And we have no patience for it. It's a warning, this case, to every single fraudster out there who thinks that they're untouchable. I promise we'll have enough handcuffs for all of them.
Coming up, YouTube is trying to stop teenagers from watching too much harmful content. YouTube is going to stop repeatedly recommending some types of content to young people. It's part of a new safeguarding plan to stop teenagers from watching potentially harmful videos. The platform says that includes content that idealizes certain body images. The change came from YouTube's advisory board's third-party youth wellness experts, who say certain types of video may be fine when viewed once, but could be problematic if they're watched again and again. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.